Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, December 21st, 2017, the first day of winter and my parents' 49th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. 2 million children are at risk of losing their health insurance by year's end, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, no doubt, it's an Apostles' Feast Day. Employees of certain big businesses are already reaping rewards from the passage of the tax reform bill, and the demographics of medical school enrollment are changing. CBS News is reporting that nearly 2 million children could end up without health insurance by year's end. Public funding for the federal Children's Health Insurance Program ran out at the end of September, and Congress has not approved any additional funding for the program. For more, we turn to Omar Villafranca.
As a single mother of four, Dakota Flores has plenty to worry about. Two of her kids, 13-year-old Tyler and 11-year-old Harmony, rely on CHIP, the nationwide children's health care program in danger of running out of money.
I'm completely worried. I don't sleep. I'm making all their appointments before the end of the year to see what I can do till everything runs out.
Tyler has ADHD, and every day he takes medication to help him concentrate. Harmony has vision loss and goes to the eye doctor several times a year to change the prescription on her glasses. Without CHIP, Dakota says her children's medical bills would cost several thousand dollars a year. But under the program, their care costs only $50 a month.
How would your kids' development be without that program?
My daughter wouldn't be able to see. She wouldn't get a new prescription every time her vision changes.
CHIP funds in Texas will run out at the end of February unless additional money comes through. CHIP has bipartisan support, but Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who co-sponsors the program, says lawmakers can't agree on how to fund it. The Senate is working on a 5-year extension of CHIP and hopes to pass it before the end of the year. Omar Villafranca, CBS News, San Antonio.
Today's quote of the day comes from G.K. Chesterton. To have a right to do a thing is not at all the same as to be right in doing it. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Thomas. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. At mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in the first century, Thomas was one of the 12 apostles and was given the name Didymus, which means the twin. Thomas speaks a few times in the Gospel of St. John, first in chapter 11, where after Lazarus's death, he encourages the apostles to accompany Jesus back to Judea, saying, quote, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." And again in chapter 14, where Jesus explains that he is preparing a home for his followers who will join him there. And Thomas responds, quote, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Thomas is most famous for his moment of doubt after the resurrection in John chapter 20, where he says, quote, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And having the opportunity to do so, exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." After the ascension, St. Thomas sailed to India around the year 50 and established the church there, spreading the faith until his martyrdom by the spear in December of the year 72. St. Thomas the Apostle, pray for us. Fox Business is reporting that some of the largest companies in the United States are celebrating the passage of the new tax reform bill and its lowering of the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21% by rewarding their employees. Comcast is giving $1,000 bonuses to over 100,000 non-executive employees and announced plans to spend over $50 billion on infrastructure investments, which will create thousands of new jobs. Fifth Third Bancorp, is raising the hourly minimum wage to $15 an hour and is offering $1,000 bonuses for over 13,500 employees. Wells Fargo is also raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour and is slating $400 million for philanthropic initiatives such as investments in small businesses and support for neighborhood revitalization efforts. Fierce Healthcare is reporting that the demographics of enrollees into medical school are changing. 2017 marked the first year that more women than men enrolled in medical school. The Association of American Medical Colleges announced that the numbers of female students increased by 3%, while the numbers of male students decreased. While the numbers have been trending in this direction for 2 years, this is the first time the balance tipped towards women, who now comprise 50.7% of new medical school students. There is still a physician shortage expected in the foreseeable future, and the AAMC is urging Congress to remove the cap on the amount of federal financial aid for medical residency positions. In this Celestial Musings, in today's first newscast, we brought to you 5-year-old Tylon Pittman from Byram, Mississippi, who decided to call 911 last Saturday to make sure that the authorities knew that the Grinch was trying to steal Christmas and that they needed to watch for that.
I'm just trying to tell you something. Watch for the Grinch, because the Grinch gonna steal Christmas, okay?
Okay, do you have any adults there with you?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. This is my son playing on the phone.
No, it's fine.
Now for the very special rest of the story. Local police officer Lauren DeVell showed up at Tylon's house not long after his phone call to reassure him that she would keep the Grinch from stealing any presents this year. But the police department didn't stop there. Byram Police Chief Luke Thompson invited Tylon to tour the police station, and while there, the officers surprised him with the Grinch, arrested in the back of a police car. Tylon got to lead the Grinch into the holding room for questioning, and when he let the Grinch go, the Grinch apologized and assured Tylon that no more would he steal children's Christmas presents. Kudos to the Byram Police Department for letting Tylon Pittman know that even though he is a little guy, he matters, and his concerns will be taken seriously. Would that all 5-year-olds could receive such special consideration. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Jungblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.